And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of December. December 30th is National Bacon Day, but let's call it what it is, the celebration of one of the unhealthiest things you can eat, which came from the murder of one of the most intelligent and sensitive animals. How unhealthy is bacon? It's a processed meat that contains high levels of fat, salt, nitrates, and nitrites. The World Health Organization classifies bacon as a class 1 carcinogen. That's the worst class, and the same class as ionizing radiation and tobacco smoke. Bacon is high in fat, cholesterol, and sodium, which increase your risk of heart disease. Bacon and other processed meats are treated with nitrates and nitrites to preserve shelf life and enhance color. These chemicals damage blood vessels and increase the likelihood of strokes. Diets high in processed meats have been linked to other chronic health conditions, including migraines, asthma, heart failure, and kidney disease. What are pigs like? Pigs love belly rubs, wiggle their tails when they're happy, have unique personalities, enjoy affection and cuddles, and are not only capable of being easily trained, but can perform complex tasks and have excellent memories. In all the ways that matter, pigs are no different than dogs, who hold a special place in our hearts and homes. Pigs can be trained to respond to voice commands, are easily toilet trained, solve complex puzzles, and even play video games. Professor Donald Broom of Cambridge University Veterinary School said, "Pigs have the cognitive ability to be quite sophisticated, even more so than dogs, and certainly 3-year-old humans." Even young piglets have amazing memories. They will remember the answer to a puzzle more than 6 months after first observing it. This shows a well-functioning long-term memory. Pigs respond to kindness and love in much the same way humans do. The hormone oxytocin is released in humans and pigs when they receive and give affection. At about 3 weeks old, piglets will start playing with other piglets, and it is during this time that strong bonds are formed with others, often lasting the duration of their lives. They will often sleep nose to nose with their closest friends. At about 24 hours before they're due to give birth, expectant mothers will temporarily leave their group in order to collect branches and soft material to build a nest. When she has given birth, her piglets will make their way to her face so they can touch noses with their mom. Mother piglets are known to sing to their piglets to let them know when she's ready to nurse them. Pig snouts have as many tactile receptors as a human hand and are highly specialized and sensitive tools. Pigs use their snouts to investigate and assess the world around them. They will spend most of their time foraging, and their sensitive snout, along with an exceptional sense of smell, enables them to uncover tasty treats such as seeds, roots, and truffles. But most pigs are kept in appalling conditions. The majority of pigs are kept in extreme confinement and deprivation. To condemn our beloved pet dog to lifelong suffering like this would undoubtedly cause enormous outcry from the community. And yet pigs, playful, emotional, intelligent, and social, just like dogs, are denied even the most basic welfare requirements, like being able to move freely. Many will never even see the sun. There is no humane way to slaughter pigs. Pigs are incredibly sensitive to the feelings of others around them. The fact that pigs are unable to be herded makes it more difficult to move groups of them in a desired direction, putting them at additional risk of abuse from the frustrated workers who are under immense pressure to work as quickly as possible. Footage taken from inside pig slaughterhouses has revealed the extreme distress that these sensitive animals endure in their final moments inside gas chambers. The simplest way to take a stand for pigs is to stop eating them. And the great news is that choosing to live without pork, bacon, and ham couldn't be easier. Simply by making informed everyday choices to live kindly, you can be a hero to pigs. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. May we be your people unfolding a new possibility. May we be your hands to the suffering. May we be your feet in protest. May we be your shouts in anger. May we be your tears in mourning. May we touch your animals and change the world. May we be your people unfolding a new possibility. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to be a hero to animals.